Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings and glory.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We give God the glory. We give God the honor that is due his name. Hallelujah. Well, this is your host, Billy Burns, Minister Billy Burns, and we are here. They overcame to give God the glory, to give God the honor, and to give him all the praise because he's worthy. He's worthy of our praise. He's worthy. He's worthy. Hallelujah. Good morning, babe. How are you?
Good morning, sweetheart. I'm just blessed and just glad to be with everyone this morning and just amazed even more and more every day how good God is. The old song said, every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. And I'm just basking in the sweetness this morning and just thanking God. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Amen, amen. We are here. They overcame. Welcome to the broadcast, and welcome to hear the, we're not going to do the testimonies this morning, but we're going to replay. We had such an awesome, awesome, awesome presentation by Minister Thomas Merritt, letting us know the things that God has put here on this earth to give us good health. We are able to walk in divine health, and God does heal us, but there are some things that we have to do also, and so we're going to replay that broadcast for those that didn't get a chance to hear it last week. But before we get started, honey, you want to open us up with prayer?
Amen. Father, in Jesus' name, we love you, we praise you, and we thank you. We just honor you. We come before you, Lord, to worship you, to adore you, to give you praise and honor, for you are worthy of all honor. You are worthy of all praise. All worship, all glory is due to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because of your faithfulness, because of your awesome power, because, hallelujah, you have done great things. And we are glad, hallelujah, we are glad of it in the name of Jesus. We just yield ourselves to you this day. We offer our prayers. We offer every one of our requests. We offer our praise, hallelujah. We offer, Lord God, ourselves to you, for you are worthy. You alone are worthy. You are our Father. You are our God. You are our Savior. You are our Creator. You are our everything, our all in all. Our health and strength comes from you. Hallelujah. Every breath that we breathe comes from you. Even the faculties of our mind, hallelujah, being able to move our bodies, it comes from you, Lord God. Every hair on our head is numbered and created by you. And we just give you all the glory, and we yield to you. In the name of Jesus, Father, we present this show to you today. We pray for you and your anointing to be upon it. Lord God, unctionize even those that would sleep this morning. Cause them to wake up and call in, to dial in, even with praises and testimonies. And Father, in the name of Jesus, even those that would, that you would, by your Spirit, cause them to tune in later through the archives. Lord, just draw men to hear this good news that they can live healthy, that they can do something about their health, not depending on doctors and medicine, but being able to wisely make choices that will preserve this body. For we know this body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. So, Father, just give us the wisdom, the wherewithal to treat this body the way that it should. In the name of Jesus, and Lord God, every bowed down hand, every low in spirit that will tune into this, Lord God, we cause and ask you to just cause them to be raised up, to be encouraged, to let it be known that there is hope in the name of Jesus. Heal bodies, Lord God. Oh, heal relationships. Mend homes, Lord God. Cause them to be whole in the name of Jesus. Give financial increase, Lord. Hallelujah. Deliver those that need delivering in the name of Jesus. And just bless this broadcast, Lord God, and its ministry. Hallelujah. And New Destiny Ministries, just bless, Lord God, to just grow and grow worldwide, causing men and women to be pointed to you and come into your kingdom. We love you. We praise you. We give you the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Dave. We are just so blessed to share the broadcast with New Destiny Ministries. Evangelist Adrian Bernard, excuse me, who is the host of New Destiny Ministries and the founder, and I say pastor. She doesn't necessarily like that title, but that's what she is. Pastor of New Destiny Ministries, and you can hear her every day on this same number, 58683-1334 at 1 o'clock Pacific Time, 3 o'clock Central Time, and 4 o'clock Eastern Time. And she has some dynamic ministers that come on and minister the Word of God, and they're no novice, come with power, and they come with anointing, and they're able to direct us in the things that God would have us to know in these times that we're living in. So tune in to New Destiny Ministries every day, Monday through Friday. You can hear her at the same number. And, of course, New They Overcame every Saturday. We're on every Saturday at 5 o'clock Pacific Time, 5 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time. It's a little early out on the East Coast, but on the West Coast, but it's a blessing to hear. And if you're not able to hear, then you can go into the archives, 7 o'clock Central Time and 8 o'clock Eastern Time every Saturday. So tune in and call in if you have a testimony that you would like to share with the world, because we are able to be heard around the world, and we thank God for the technology that God has given us at this time, that we are able to, we're that much closer to the coming of the Lord because we are fulfilling the scripture that says that every ear will hear about God and Christ. And so we just thank God for what is every Saturday to give people a chance. And then to give people a chance, I always found that testimonies inspire me to know that God is doing miraculous things in the lives of his people. And just some small things. Sometimes we think that, oh, this is so small. This is something that I can do myself. But my grandson has scriptures that he learns every week. And the scripture for this week is Proverbs 3 and 5, trust in the Lord with all your heart, which was one of my favorite scriptures early in this walk with God. And it goes on to say, and lean not to your own understanding, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. So he wants us to come to him with all of the issues that we have in life, and he will direct us. Pastor Ronald Gaddi, who is the pastor of the River, who was formerly pastored by Cheryl Brady and Bishop Jody Brady, has been teaching on understanding and wisdom. And if you want wisdom, You can get worldly wisdom from the different schools, but if you want godly wisdom, there's only one place that you can go to. There are many schools, there are many college institutions that you can go to gain worldly knowledge, but there's only one source to get godly knowledge, and that is directly from God. So if we learn how to trust in Him, we learn how to lean on Him, we will be able to obtain the wisdom that we need in these end times, because we are in the end times. Right, babe?
These definitely are the end times. And Bible even lets us know, I know we've been saying that for a long time, but it's even nearer now than back in the days when they were talking about the end. So it's time for us to just prepare ourselves.
Well, I'm so overjoyed last week listening to my brother Thomas teach us on the ways that we can help our bodies to be able to do the things that our bodies create. God created our bodies to do. God created our bodies to be able to heal itself, and a lot of diseases and ailments that we go through now is because we do not put the proper nourishment in our body. So he is our health minister. He's one that helped Al and I when he was diagnosed with colon cancer, I guess about 10 years ago, huh? I can't hear you, babe. I think it's the weather. We're not having a real good reception. I couldn't hear what you said, so repeat that.
It was right at 10 years ago, because it was, I believe, September, October of 2004 that I had the surgery. So I think it was somewhere around spring or around summer of 2004, 10 years ago, that I was diagnosed with colon cancer.
Yes, yes. And it was a time that we were tested in our faith because we were presented with some news that no one wants to hear. But as I, not just recently, heard it before, but I don't think I've ever really read it, but I was reading something on the internet, and it was saying that we all have cancer cells in our body. It's just that some bodies where they're able to subdue or not allow the cancer to flourish in their body, but because it's the nutrition, and I guess genes have a lot to do with it also, but we were able to follow the instructions of Brother Thomas, and we were able to overcome the situation that was in my husband's body, never to return. We it was a faith walk. It was a due diligence to do the things that would make him healthy and allow his body to be able to fight back. He did have surgery, but did not have any follow-up, no chemo or radiation in his body. And so we just thank God every test that he's taken since then has come back with a good report. So we just praise God for Brother Thomas and the things that he was able to help us with to overcome that situation. So without further ado, we will bring on Brother Thomas.
This morning, by 15, God bless you. God bless you, my brother. I bless you. I bless you. Just keep the first part for we are blessed in the land of the living that I'm greeting the Lord. I
I know you've been on the line. I saw your number on the line. You've been on the line for a while, so we were just sharing again that it's not the first time that we've given that testimony about how you were very instrumental in aiding my husband and myself when he was diagnosed with colon cancer, and how we have continued to go down that path of living healthy, trying to live healthy, not doing everything, but trying to do something, and a little something can help with the Lord's hand on it. Amen. Before you get into your teaching, just tell us a little bit about Thomas Merritt, about your lovely wife, my sister in Christ, Miss Lola.
All right. Yes, we've been together, married, about 27 years now, and our heart is for people in the kingdom of God, and not only in the kingdom of God, but people in general. And let me give you a little testimony of my life, actually, of how I came to be so hungry for God's word and help. Is that in 1995, I, in the 90s, I was having problems with irregular heartbeats and things of that nature, and the doctors couldn't figure out why or what it was. And, they put these little instruments on, let me walk around for 24 hours trying to figure out what's going on, and so and so. And so they could never figure it out. And I was living in Virginia at the time, and I come to North Carolina. I was visiting my parents. My brother gave me a cassette tape by Dr. George Malcolmus of Hallelujah Acres. And so that, because, you know, it was a while back when you were talking about cassette tapes now. And, so I didn't read, I didn't listen to it all the way back to Virginia, but when I got back to Virginia and my wife had a ham and potato salad, collard greens, and the rolls and iced tea and all the trimmings. And we sat down and had dinner and everything, and then we finished dinner and we put the tape in. And as we began to listen to the tape, it just made my stomach begin to turn and begin to growl and everything. Just like saying, see what you done to me? But in that tape series, Dr. Malcolm was talking about health in the way that we have been given by God, and that the foods that we should be eating are the ones that he designed for us, and sort of the way that he designed them to get the maximum amount of health. And so on Sunday, we took everything out of the refrigerator, everything out of the cabinet, everything in the boxes and out of cans, and everything, got rid of it. And went to the health food store, bought up the carrots, the broccoli, collards, kale, celery, and all these different things, the vegetables and things like that. Went and bought up a juicer, and we came and began to do juicing. And we were juicing every day, three times a day. And by the end of the week, my heartbeat was normal. The irregular heartbeats were gone, and I had more energy. I mean, I just had off the chart on energy. And so we went back to the doctor, and he confirmed that it was gone, and he just was raised and was gone. But I was just so thankful that I didn't have to go on medication or anything like that. And so my wife, and that is the system of this nation, of the world, is stacked against us. We have to realize that this is a world system that Satan has control in and run because we have not stepped into the office that we have been called to rule and reign over. God has given us that power and authority, but we have not done it. And in not so doing that, the devil is having a field day with our help. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And so when we realize that he's working in the food system, food chain with the different businesses and things like that, the pharmaceutical companies, we understand more so why we are in the conditions that we're in. First of all, let me say to each one of you, matter of fact, let me stop right here. Let me pray this prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Honor and glory we give unto thee, for you are the Lord God Almighty. You are the omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipotent heavenly God. And Father, as the listeners and I come before you this morning, Father, we ask you to search our heart, search our innermost being, search the depths of our soul, Lord, and make sure there's nothing in us, no sin, no sickness or disease, any transgression or anything. Make sure there's nothing, no hatred or fear, there's nothing in our heart that will hinder us from entering your presence, that will hinder us from receiving your fullness for our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, wash us and cleanse us. Purify us today, Lord, as we hear your word, as you lead us and you guide us, Father, as you order our steps in your word today. Cleanse us, Lord. Baptize us afresh in your Holy Spirit, that we receive the fullness that you have for us on this day. Amen. 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 All right. Now, the things that concern all of us, should be concerned about, is that we look across the nation of America, and for such a powerful and blessed nation, we can't seem to get a grip on destroying sickness and disease, such as cancer, diabetes, and a lot of the immune diseases, Luke Harris disease, MS, and all these kind of diseases. We just can't get a hold of it. We can't seem to solve the problem, you know. But the key component we must realize is this, that our government has the FDA, the Drug Administration, and the pharmaceutical companies have people that come in called lobbyists, and they come to lobby the government to change the rules to fit their design. And so their design, if you follow the news and if you see the things that have happened in the news, is that they want to give us more drugs, more medications, and these things cause more problems than they help. And thing to think about is this. Once you see pharmaceutical companies being sued and have to pay back money, billions of dollars of money, by the time they pay that money back, they've made billions of dollars on that one pill or that one medicine that has caused so much death in people's lives. So they have figured that to use what's the price for them, a few lives lost, for them to make money. It's greed. It's greed that's driving the system. It's greed that's driving the design of this system to where the pharmaceutical companies are trying to keep us on medications, on drugs from world to doom, from birth to death. If you don't believe it.
I was looking at something on Facebook, and they were it takes you to different links, and they were talking about how they spend billions of dollars for lobbyists, mm-hmm. and how they did a crooked vote not too long ago, so that mm-hmm. the United States cannot buy drugs that would cost less in other countries,
mm-hmm.
so that pharmaceutical companies could make all of this money.
That's it. And here's the kicker. They're passing laws after the midnight hour.
Yes.
There's a thing about that midnight hour that we should be aware of. Let me backtrack a pray for 15 minutes after 12 midnight if you can't pray to 3 o'clock. The time between 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock is when the devil does his most damage. And that is, he changes your day. He causes heart attacks. He causes medical problems. He causes all these different things in the night watch that he prepares that for your day. But God also comes in the wee hours at the midnight hour. Jesus went to the Father at the midnight hour. Jacob wrestled with God all night, remember? And God, as he said, as God asked him to let him go, God, the day was coming. He said, I won't let you go to your gospel. Now, if you think about it, if we are awake at that time when God could be found and begin to pray for our families and pray for our loved ones, pray for our health in the first 15 minutes of the new, of the dawning of the new day, then we would get better results, okay? So we have to step up to the plate, take authority, and take charge of our health and our families, and really pour into God now, because things are really ratcheting up to where they get worse. Now you hear about the superbugs, the diseases, the things that they thought they had cured. Now they're coming back, and now they have nothing that can cure them, nothing that can help. Why is all that? Sin and greed that is driving their hunger for money. And our lives only rise to them as money. They see us as dollar bills from birth to death. And so if we wake up and take charge of our health, we wouldn't have the problems that we have. Okay, let's take a look at the system that we live in. The foods that we buy, the fast foods and those things like that, it is amazing how you have a taste of something. You always got to have the same thing over. You know, many times you pass by, you smell it, you got to go in and have it. These foods have been added chemicals that will drug your system, I call it, to want, to hunger for that.
Yeah.
And the more we eat it, the more we get bitter and bitter, the sicker we get, and the more we have to go to the doctor. And the more we go to the doctor, they have to give us drugs. And the drugs they give us causes us a problem. And the other problem causes us to have other more drugs. And then these drugs don't work. They're causing more problems. They're causing sickness, disease. They're causing death. And yet, still, we caught us into that. We feel that we have no hope because we look to the doctors. Wrong answer. We're supposed to look to who? Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals thee. Look to the healers which comes out here. Instead of looking to the doctor, we know God uses doctors. Don't get me wrong. But when are we going to put our trust in God? When are we going to seek God for the answer? It's time to wake up when we see that when they tell you that you're supposed to be on medication for the rest of your life, there's something wrong with the picture. It's dollar signs that they're talking about. There's dollar signs in their county. Not your health. Okay? So just wake up. Wake up. Pay attention to the things that are going on. Pay attention to the news in the evening when the news has the commercials and they have all these drugs and pharmaceutical companies advertising. And what do? They tell you to, for these drugs, ask your doctor. And then you find out 3, 4, 5 years down the road, these drugs are killing people. These drugs are causing serious problems in people's bodies. So by this time, they've made all of $2 billion worth of money on these drugs. So then it doesn't hurt them to take a couple of $50-60 billion for the drugs because they've made 100 times more than that. So that's how the system works. They put the drugs out there and know it's going to hurt people. But they make the money in the 4 or 5 year time by the time people find out about it and start suing them. They done made enough money to pay for that and still reap a profit. So this is a terrible words of law. We step to the plate, take charge of our lives. And it's amazing.
Yes, I know. Yeah. I know that's true. I know that's true, Thomas, because they tried to put me on Lipitor. And I told them years ago, I told them I won't. I asked how long I would have to take it, and the doctor told me for the rest of my life. I said, oh, no, I won't do that. I won't do that. And after, I said, isn't there something that I can do naturally to bring a cholesterol? I wasn't overboard. it was so high, but it wasn't, you know, in the danger range. And she said, well, some people juice, you know, which I already was, you know, has been juicing, you know, just
right.
Now they're finding people that are, women are coming up with diabetes that have been on Lipitor and death that have been on Lipitor, yes. So, yes, I can affirm that.
Mm-hmm. So I'm saying all that to say this. Wake up. Wake up. Take charge of your health. And when we get the serious things, we see our bodies begin to fail. We go down fast. We begin to age fast. Our system is breaking down. The drugs are messing with your immune system. So your immune system is weakened. And then on top of that, the processed sugars and the processed foods we eat out of the taste buds, you got that urge and you got that taste. Oh, you got a love for donuts, you got a love for the sugars, you know. Why? Because it's designed to capture your appetite. It's designed to draw you to that. It's a design so it can destroy your immune system. Sugar destroys the immune system. Sugar feeds cancer. Sugar has so many different effects on the body. The processed sugar, the sugar that man has altered, the white sugars and things like that. So if we wake up and take step up to the plate, okay, and begin to seek out the information. Information is the inner, since the inner come along, there's more information on healing through natural ways, through natural nutrition, through foods and different things of that nature. There's so much information out there. Take time. I mean, even if you don't have a computer, go to the library. And begin to just do a word search for the problem that you have. Begin to do things like that. But today we're going to give you some help to eliminate some of those things. And first of all, let me make a disclaimer here. I'm not a medical doctor. I'm not a doctor in this world, but I'm a doctor in the kingdom of God. I prove Jesus, hallelujah. And I prescribe God's word to heal the body. I prescribe his medicine to heal the body. And heals never fails. And heals does not hurt. Heals. Heals his love. Heals his care. All right. So some of the things that we can do to take charge of our health is begin to look at what we're eating. What is it that we're eating that we shouldn't be eating? All right, let's take a look at the food industry. Now, the meats that we eat, they say they are natural. A lot of the word is, the key word now is natural, which doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean what we thought it meant. It's natural. It's meat. It's with a cow. It's a pig. It's a natural animal. That's what it all kinds of tries to fall down to. But in these animals, they inject them with prolactin, hormones, and all different kind of medications to grow up fast, to get them to the market fast, to grow them heavy, so to be a heavyweight to make more money. So the same meat that goes to the market with all the injections in them are sold to the butchers, and the butchers cut them up and sell it to who? Sell it to us. We buy the meat, we cook and eat the meat, and we receive what? The injections of those hormones, those chemicals, those antibiotics in the meat. And we become obese, we become sick, we become, oh my God, bones. Teeth, eyes, everything. Everything begins to go wrong because of what we're eating, because of the chemicals that are placed in the food. Now, we see that there's an alternative called organics and organic foods. And some of the things we see in those foods, they are not used as pesticides, it's not used on chemicals, not used on the animals are not injected with hormones. Of the antibiotics with these things. And so when we understand that, we see that they are expensive, but I always say, you can pay now or pay later. If you pay now, it might be expensive to the point where we just don't eat as much. And so we'll lose weight that way. But it's not only that, we will be able to regain our health. Okay? Now, let me back up and go and do a little
because there are so many people that are put on the strong antibiotics.
Anyway, the foods that So he ate with vegetables and water, and his skin was fair, and brighter, he was smarter. Anything? Okay. And so if we look at the word and really hold on to what God is saying, he showed us every word what's taking place. He tells, and now we see it manifest before our eyes. We see it taking place in the different places. You can't go in the hospital because the disease is, you go in one way, you come out another. You come out sicker than you were. Things like that. But, if, you know, really can share with you some of the things that she's expressed with some of her friends, but my friends also. Going to the hospital and come out sicker than they were when they went in. Because we have switched, we have not began to understand the magnitude of this system and how it affects our health and our bodies. And so let's move on to how do we eliminate these things? How do we get rid of it? I know as we prayed earlier, I was praying that the Lord would, as this goes through the day, that he speak to you around the world and in your home and things of that nature, that you step up to the plate. Make a decision. This is 2014. Let's leave behind in 2013 all the ails and all the diseases, all those things. Let's leave behind. Let's leave for the word of God. God is the doctor. He is the doctor that healeth thee. He is the one. He is the one. Jesus took all of our sins, sickness, and disease, and they were nailed to the cross so that we wouldn't bear it. So why are we still carrying them? Let us repent of that and ask the Lord to forgive us. Now, Lord, help us to walk in your truth. Help us to walk in your righteousness. Help us to live and abide in your word, that our health may be restored. You know, we also read that, you know, as you fill in the whole armor of God, the last thing it says, and after you have done all this to stand. Okay. Put on wisdom, put on all this understanding, all that comes from that package. Okay. Now, the foods that we're eating are altered foods, and they can destroy our immune system. The white sugar, the white flour, the white rice, everything white thing like table salt, peanut butter, raisins, white distilled vinegar, different dressings, refined hydrogenated oils, margarine, fried foods, canned foods, instant foods, ice cream, and frozen yogurts. Milk or cereal, salt drinks made with sugar chemicals, stimulating beverages, okay, tea and cocoa and all these things that are processed.
Okay, Thomas, you said, listeners, don't be alarmed at this. I should have said this at the beginning. You're going to hear some things that many of those things we like Brother Mir has said, we've come accustomed to them, but listen and open up your heart so that God can speak to you to let you know, the things that, because I'm seeing my callers call in, but then they're hanging up because this is something that you don't want to hear. I don't want to hear that I can't eat fried chicken, you know, and eating it occasionally is not going to hurt you, but to make a diet of it is where the hurt comes in. But listen, let God speak to you through Brother Merritt and hear what he's saying. Hear what and ask the Lord. Don't just go off in his word. We have connection with God. God can tell us, yes, that's right or that's not right. So just listen to God. I just wanted to add that, Thomas, that as you were talking, because I'm seeing that I have listeners calling in, but then they're hanging up because I guess they're not hearing something that they want to hear, you know. But I just want to let my listeners know that this is for your health. That's why we're doing this program this morning. And we're going to do more programs because in the time period that we have, Brother Merritt is not able to share everything that will help us, you know. Mm-hmm. But it's one thing that I wanted to bring out that you said. You said about enhancers. Are those energy drinks that people are drinking now, the 5-hour energy drink? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes. That's definitely for your health. Even something you recently, if you check on the Internet, they, even now, they're coming out and saying that it's detrimental to the health. It's highly caffeinated, and it's stressful to the system. And they have natural ways of doing that. Now, the things that I've mentioned, it might upset you, but guess what? There's an alternative. There's an alternative to that. Okay? Now, to the white sugar and all that, you know, we're addicted to the sugar. So we can replace that with whole and natural healthful foods like honey, maple syrup, molasses, fruit juices, dates. The best thing is sweetened, well, fresh dried fruits. You can use those. Okay. Whole Foods carries a lot of different products. People say that's expensive, but your health is more valuable than that. The jellies and all those things. You can use those, and you can make those with foods, flowers, and things like that that would not be destructive in the system. So there's an alternative to what you're doing, and all you have to do is just change it. Change. White rice, eat brown rice or black rice, table salt. We go to the pink sea salt, table salt, pink sea salt. Use herbs and other natural seasons and things of that nature. Okay, use almond butter instead of peanut butter, cashew butter, these things like this, or beverages from raisins, raw apple cider vinegar. Lemon juice, all these things, olive oil, cold pressed, unrefined sunflower, flaxseed oil, coconut oil, and butter, all these things. Butter, you can use it, but the margarine and things like that are the ones that hurt. You get if you go to buy the organic one, use it thoroughly. The thing about it, we don't use it thoroughly. And to those that have a problem with what we're saying, I just put this to you. What condition are you in now? And you've been eating those things. What condition is your body in now? And we've been eating these things like we haven't never had anything else but prescribed foods and things like that. What condition are our bodies in now with what we've been doing for the last years of our lives? Don't we want a better life? Don't we want a healthier life? Okay? And so I just challenge you. Step out of the box. Do not be fed by everything that you are taught or fed inside the box. Get out of the box and see what else is in the world. See what else is going on out there. Okay? And I'll leave that for right now. And we'll go to, I just want to touch on a few topics and things that you need to, that could help you right off the bat. Okay? First of all, check what you're eating. Find an alternative natural food, organically grown. Without chemicals and things like that. Chemicals are destructive to the body. The body is not designed for chemicals. We're designed from the dirt of the earth. We come out of the dirt of the earth, and our design goes back to the minerals and vitamins of the earth. That's what we should get as well, okay? So, and then when you take in vitamins and minerals in the from the health food stores and the vitamin shops and things like that, make sure you, before you go, make sure you understand whether they are man-made or whether they are natural, in a natural format. Synthetic is the word I'm looking for. Synthetic. Synthetic don't have to cause problems in your body and things like that, okay? Also, the body itself. I just ran around, so I don't have much time with you today. But you're going to look at the foods that you're eating. You're going to look for alternatives, okay? Then you're going to look at your body. You're going to get from your health food store or drugstore, get you a pH kit. A pH kit, which tells your body, which you use a little strip to check your urine or your saliva to see where your pH is, okay? And in doing that, the taste will tell you where your body is acidic or alkaline. Okay. Human blood should be slightly alkaline between 7.35 and 7.45. But below above this range means symptoms and disease. A pH of 7.0 is neutral. A pH below 7.0 is acidic. Okay? Acid. Okay, but our body is full of acid and things like that. The body cannot heal itself. The body begins to break down. The body begins to suffer with all kinds of diseases in your system. Okay? And you can go on the internet and look up a list of acid and alkaline foods. And the alkalizing vegetables are, I think, just sort of a quick rundown. You have alfalfa, barley grass, beets, greens, broccoli, cabbage, carrots, cauliflower, celery, chard, corilla, collard greens, cucumbers, dandelions, edible flowers, eggplants, fermented veggies, garlic, green beans, green peas, kale, lettuce, mushrooms, mustard greens, nightshades, lettuce, onions. Okay. The acid foods. Acid foods, corn, lentils, olives, winter squash. Then you have the acid foods, yes. Okay, and then you have the milk, things like that. You have
what did you say, Thomas? Why are you looking for that? What did you say? What squash did you say?
Okay, but you can eat winter squash.
Yeah, no.
Winter squash.
Who?
Yeah. Winter squash.
I didn't catch that.
To work to build your immune system, okay? And let me say something. I'm not telling anyone what to do. But when you think about people that have cancers and diseases like that and have to take chemo, I suggest that you go out and you take time to do some research and find out what the side effects are and find out how it helps or whether it helps or not. Okay? And then understand that what it does, it destroys your immune system. It destroys your immune system. So that if anything comes along, that's why they have you stay at home and things like that. If a disease or anything comes along and you catch it, it can be detrimental to your health. So the main thing is to keep your immune system kickstarted, keep it jumped up through juicing. And when you juice the vegetables and the carrots, daily, your immune system is kickstarted and it begins to increase to where it begins to destroy those cancers, begin to destroy those diseases. Now, broccoli and the greens, especially the broccoli, you can take broccoli and you can steam it, and it's more powerful than when you juice it in a raw state. Because on the top of the broccoli, you see those little spheres. It's called Sephira band, and in that, it increases and it destroys cancer. Okay? So, just be alert to that, and then broccoli, add it to your meal. A lot of people don't like broccoli. I just love it. I love it. Okay? And so these things of building up your immune system kind of keeps you out of the doctor's office, kind of keeps you from having those colds, and kind of keeps you from the viruses and germs that are floating around as you go to the workplace. Your immune system is higher, and it's kickstarted, so it's not in the immune state where it could be affected by those different diseases that might be going around, the bugs and the flu and things of that nature. So I guess I'll leave that right now, but also advise you to look into detoxing at least 3 times a year at the change of the seasons. You burn the house in the wintertime, clean your system out to get the toxins and poisons out of your body that you've been breathing in the clothes at home in the wintertime. And in the summer, the foods you eat in the summer, things like that, you do a detox to get rid of that to prepare for the winter that's coming. And in the fall, you know, exactly for the winter, you do another detox. So you're ready. And you build your system up. And that's how we beat the colds and the flus and all these different things that's going on. But anyway, I know that's a lot to take in, but my encouraging word to you is this. You've got only one body, so treat it right. Treat it right. Develop healthy eating habits. Make a change in your life. Make it a lifestyle change. You can't do it all at one time. I'm encouraging you. I know that. You can't do it all at one time. But the thing, just start. Just start doing something and watch what happens. Just to go out and buy a juicer at Walmart, at the Dollar General store, and for $50 or $75, just buy your juicer and just start. And you'll be amazed in 1 week's time what you will feel like. I'm serious, you will be amazed. Sometimes you might say, whoa, I didn't realize I was missing all that. But your body will wake up and your body will begin to heal itself. And then healing itself, you will begin to get off the medication. And so since it looked like it was more expensive to buy the organics without the medication that you were buying, that makes up the difference. Amen. All right, so the other thing you want to ask there.
I am looking at my board, and we have plenty of time. We don't have any callers on. Everybody has clicked off. And I just want to say this, that
apologize if there's some kind of technical difficulty, but Brother Mayor, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, Brother Al. How are you doing?
Amen. We're just in awe of all the things that you are giving us. And
okay, I'm
I don't know. We still got time, so give us more.
They want everybody on medication. And this is a way to get you off of the medication. This is a way to help you. This is what Brother Merritt is here, is to help you to be healthy.
There's so much information that we have gathered, so much information that we know that works. I know it works because it comes out of the Word of God. The actual those days are that it comes. Oh my goodness! I really have to say this. You talk about the thing that you lift up on Facebook and it looks healthy and things like that, and you pass on. And I had the same thing. I have a friend, a best friend, and we were just tight and everything. And he would call. I'm gonna talk to the people there. If you're gonna talk to your friends, and don't talk around the bush. If you have a challenge in your body, and you know they're praying people up, that they would be care for you so much, they love you so much, they would do everything for you. Share it with them. Don't hold it in. A lot of people are dying in the quietness of their home, and no one knows they were sick. That's ridiculous when you can have help out here. But see, that's part of the system. That's why we keep saying, okay, run for the cure. That's why they keep telling you to send your donations to run for the cure, to look for the cancer cure. That's already done. All those diseases are curable right now. I'm telling you, it's curable right now. If you don't believe it, go out on the internet, check it. Check it out. And try it for yourself. Try it for yourself. But this brother of mine, a friend of mine, really, he is a precious friend of mine, and he would call me, or he would beat around a bush and talk about, as he was talking about someone else with cancer, somebody else with a disease, or something like this. And one morning I got a phone call from his wife, and she said he had died. I said, what you talking about? She said, he died. I said, died from what? She said, he was in a hospital in another town, and he had cancer. I was floored. I was hurt. Because I had sent him some products and things that I knew the word. And when I went down to his home for the film, all that I sent him was still sitting there, had never been opened. Never been opened. So I'm telling you, audience, you got to step up to the plate and take charge of your own health. I'm telling you, you're going to leave here before you fulfill your destiny, before you fulfill what God has called you for, what God has already ordained you to do, you're going to miss it. The graveyard is full of wealth, ideas, and inventions, things that God wanted to place in the planet. But we left him too soon. Because why? We didn't take charge of our health. We didn't take charge. Take charge. Take charge. We didn't take charge. Take charge of your health. Don't depend on a silver pill. A quick cure is not going to happen. It's not going to happen. And if you don't obey God, it's not going to happen at all. But if you obey him and hear, he said, I sent my word. This is the word of God coming to you. This is what you need to do to take charge of your health. This is what to do to bring your health back into balance. The word of God. He sent his word. We're bringing the word to you today. I challenge you to take a hold of the word. I challenge you to take a hold of the word and put it into play. Put it into work. Work it in your life. Work it in your life. Do a little bit of time. Just do something. Do something. I'm sharing with you for a reason. Because what you see now is just a beginning of what's about to come. Now, the system that Bill was talking about, the things that they passed tonight, but they also passed about the same time they passed the health care package. In that package, they had a law where they could come out and they can tell you what you can plant in your yard. Hear me now. They tell you what you can plant in your yard. So why are they concerned about you planting in your yard? Okay. Think about it. If you can plant foods to heal your body in your yard, why would you need medication? You're cutting them out of their money. Think about it. If you don't believe it, go ahead and check it out. Check it out. That's what, if you're in North Carolina, doing the same thing, now they're trying to eliminate the vitamins and the minerals. Why is that? Because they're working. Because they're just cutting into their profits. Wake up. This is happening right now. As we're breathing right now, things are in the laws that we have no clue of what's in the laws. A lot of the things were put in the health care package. Those things were slid in there, and it was signed into law. And you have no idea what's about to change. We talk about the new world order, the end times. We talk about, don't forget, God said they're going to come. They're going to come. So if they're going to come, we got to realize what the signs that we're coming on. These are the signs of the time. We talk about the mark of the beast. Think about it. They were in Texas, I think it was, they had children. They wanted them to take the chip to carry with them. That's the first sign. They want you to carry the chip so that they show where you are at the school. The next thing, they want to put a chip in it. Watch out. So if you don't take charge of your health, you're not going to be healthy. If you don't take charge of your health, pay attention to the things that's going on right before our eyes. We are going to be so sorry. So sorry when it hits us in the face. One day when we wake up, and it's too late. We're here to share information that's available free before they take it out of the Internet, before they remove it, where you won't get an understanding of how you can help your own self. Anything else that you share with us?
Yeah, we still have about 45 minutes, so like I said, we all of our callers have left us, and you have the floor to teach us.
Well, I'll slow down then. Okay. Some of the things that let me share with some of the things that we shouldn't be that we think is healthy. I think it was last time I was on, you had a brother that we had talked to before, and he had changed his life, changed his eating habits. But he was eating soy products. I will share with you all, soy products are not designed for you. Only you understand this. When you look at soy, the Chinese and the Japanese, they ate it in a fermented state. So we see now, you got the soy milk, soy ice cream, all these different soys. What it does, it messes up the thyroid. I can vouch for that, because when I first came on, I thought it was healthy and everything. I was eating soy ice cream, soy milk, soy. And then I noticed these nodules in front of my neck began to grow out. Thyroid began to swell up. But once I eliminated the soy, it went away. So if you're having a problem with your thyroid, all that look at what you're eating. Look at the foods. Begin to read the ingredients and the products that you buy. Look, when you see products, the words you can't even pronounce, and there's about an inch thick of writing talking about what's in the ingredients. You don't need that. We don't need that. Chemicals. Things that will formaldehyde, things that will preserve your life, preserve your body. Also, the sweeteners I would share with you that are causing harm to the body, artificial sweeteners, chemical sweeteners, NutraSweet, Sweet and Low, Equal, Aspartame, and one other just came out of the in the yellow pack. I can't think right offhand. What is it though? But anyway, all that is.
I can't help you because I don't use them. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, they're detrimental to your health and things like that. So we get a little bit sweeter and things like that. Instead of using other things like xylitol as a sweetener, using maple syrup or honey or things like that, that will help with anything, the body and things like that. They need a lot of fruits, vegetables, and peas and beans.
noticed that.
Yeah, look, they look like the human eye. The pupil, iris, and the radiating line look just like the human eye. Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, cut it out of soup. All right. Now, what's that? Cuts, beneficial difference for that. Science has shown the cuts greatly enhance blood flow to and function of the eye. Isn't that amazing? Now, here's another.
Yeah.
A tomato has four chambers, and it is red. The heart has four chambers, and it is red. Isn't that amazing? Cut a tomato, look at it, and it looks just like a heart. And all the research shows that tomatoes are loaded with lycopene and are indeed pure heart and good food. Isn't that something? Okay, let's look at grapes. Grapes hang in a cluster that has the shape of the heart. Each grape looks like a blood cell, and all of the research they show grapes are also profound heart and blood vitalizing foods. Isn't that something? Now, here's another one. A walnut. If you look at the walnut. I just noticed it. If you look at the walnut, it's hard and it's shaped like a head. Think about that. A walnut on the inside, the nut itself, looks like a little brain, a left and a right hemisphere, upper cerebellum and lower cerebellum. Even the wrinkles or folds of the nut are just like the neocortex. We now know walnuts help develop more than 36 neurotransmitters for the brain function. Isn't that amazing?
La la.
Kidney beans.
La la.
Kidney beans.
Taste like a kid.
There you go. Kidney beans actually heal and help maintain kidney function. And yes, they look exactly like the human kidney. Celery, bok choy, rhubarb, and many more look just like bones. These foods specifically target bone strength. Bones are 23% sodium, and these foods are 23% sodium. Isn't that amazing? And if you don't have enough sodium in your diet, the body pulls it from the bones. Thus, making them weak. These foods refers to skeletal needs of the body. Avocados, eggplants, pears target the health and function of the womb and cervix of the female. They look just like these organs. Today, research shows that when a woman eats one avocado a week, it balances hormones, unwanted birth weight, and prevents cervical cancer. Isn't it amazing? And how about it? It takes exactly 9 months to grow an avocado to ripen fruit.
Wow.
9 months. Isn't that amazing? Amen. Okay, figs. Figs are full of food and hang in twos when they grow. Figs increase the mobility of male sperm and increase the number of sperms as well as overcome male sterility. Isn't that amazing? Figs.
Yes, my mom.
Sweet potatoes. Sweet potatoes look like the pancreas and acid balance glycemic index of diabetes. Olives. Olives assist the health and function of the ovaries. Oranges, grapefruits, and other citrus fruits look just like the mammary gland of the female and actually assist the health of the breast and the movement of the lymph in and out. remember I said earlier, toxins and poisons are instilled in the fat. Onions look like body cells. Today's research shows onions have pure waste material from all of the body cells. They even produce tears, which wash the layers of the eyes. Working with the fat, the body also helps eliminate waste material and dangerous free radicals from the body. See, all these things we got in our body because of the foods we eat, because of the environment that we live in. All these things can be helpful if we know the foods to eat and how to take care of our system. When we begin to analyze, just take time, today sometime, just sit quietly and say, Lord, if this is for me, if this is what I need, reveal it to me. Let it be confirmed by two or three witnesses. Don't take my word for it. I'm telling you, don't take my word for it. Search it out for yourself. If you're on medication, if you are sick in the body, it seems like the more you go to the doctor, the worse you get, and the more you go to the doctor, the more medication they give you. I challenge you. Take charge of your health. Okay, doc, let's see, how can I get off this medication? And if he says there's no way, well, it's time to search for you a naturopath, a medical naturopathic doctor that will help you with the challenge in your health by giving you some information or some guidelines on how to use natural foods, natural cures. And, of course, many people have heard and many people have seen the different the television shows that have had naturopathic doctors and people that talk about the natural pharmacies and things like that that will help the body. Juice will be the easiest and the cheapest way for people to begin to change their life. But you're going to have to give up something to get something. Give up the fried chicken, the fried fish, and all those fried foods for a time period. 30 days and begin to work on your health and see what you feel like in 30 days. And do everything in moderation when it comes to eating food that are not designed for us to eat. Do it in moderation, not on a regular basis. Things like that. If you're going to eat meat, get organic meat. Bison is the best of all, more expensive than bison. It's the best meat out there that you can get for your system. It's not as bad on your system as a beef. Grass fed. And a lot of stores, they sell grain fed, corn fed. All these things have toxins and have fungus and mold in it. So don't forget what's in the meat goes into you when you eat it. What's in the vegetables goes into you when you eat it. So when you receive your vegetables, even if you wash them off, you don't have to buy something special in the store. Get you some vinegar and mix it with some water and wash your vegetables in the vinegar well. Clean those because they're sprayed with chemicals and toxins. Try to preserve to keep the bugs and things out of them. And we don't, some people walk in the store, or the medical store, or the grocery store, and just pick up some, you know, grape or two of those things. No. You don't do that. Don't do that. They need to be washed. Chemicals have been handled with different hands. And you find out that many people get sick from different things where the handles have used the down from their right to hand, and they go back and begin to pick foods that they shipped around the world, around the country. And we eat them. We don't cook them properly. Steam them instead of cooking them and killing the enzymes and steam the vegetables. Don't overcook them. Leave the greens in it. Let them be crunchy, not soggy. That's helpful to the body. And if you don't believe me, I challenge you to take a step. Take a step. Try it for yourself. Get your cheap juicer. Just start somewhere. Start somewhere. And then begin to do your research. Begin to search it out for yourself. Search it out for yourself. And they tell you that you're on a medication for the rest of your life and you keep looking for a pill, it's going to be medication. It's in the natural foods that God created in the natural state. The natural foods in the natural state come from the earth. We came from the earth. So we bioidentical. We are identical, life identical. We get the same, the vitals and minerals that the earth has, we have in us, and the vegetables we have in us. But a lot of the chemicals. are here, but I just say this. Try it for yourself. You'll like it. Especially when you start saving money off of drugs that you don't have to buy. I do not have to go back to the doctor with pain in your body and things like that. So that is what I challenge you with today. And remember, your body is only one that you have. That's the only one you travel with. That's your transportation. That's your car. That's your vehicle while you're here on this planet. So you must treat it right. You must change the oil. Changing the oil is changing the foods that go into your system. Put in high octane. Those are vegetables, raw vegetables, and juices. Put high octane in your car, and it'll run better. Run more efficiently. You think clearly. You save off a lot of diseases. They talk about Alzheimer's, all these different things. There's no cure for it. Yes, it is. I challenge you. Change your eating habits. I challenge you. Take a step. I challenge you. Spend the money. Your health is worth it. Your life is worth it. You've got work to do. You got things to accomplish. You got a destiny to fulfill. Don't leave without fulfilling your destiny. Don't leave with God's gift on the inside of you. When we stand at the crossroads, at the end of life, we got to look back and say, have I done what God sent me here to do? Am I still full of creative ideas, inventive things that God won't done that I didn't do? Because I disobeyed his word and was falling under the sickness of disease that Chris talked about. Think about that again. The effect of the church still works. Those are the laws of God. God's law still works. You don't believe it, jump off, stand on the roof and jump off. The law of gravity takes hold of you. God's law still works. So whether we do the effect of them or not, we disobedience or obedience. Amen. Amen. Amen.
I'm going to say this again, and I guess I'm a little upset, but it's okay. That the information that is being given today is one, the Bible says, try the Spirit by the Spirit. Try the Spirit by the Spirit. Like Brother Mary said, don't take his word for it. Sit before God. Sit before God and say, Lord, was this for me? Is this for me? I'm going to post this on Facebook. I'm able to do that. I'm going to post this so that it can be heard. It's not disheartening because I know the excitement that you and Lola had when we said that we wanted to do those things that you were telling us to do. And the excitement was that you had given that information to many people, and they had listened to you and had agreed, oh, yeah, that's the right thing to do, but then did not do it. Would not do it. So you were just as excited as we were, you know, for getting the information because we were doing it. We were doing what, you know, what you were telling us that the Lord had given you. Allow you, because it's not from you, it's really from the Word of God, but it allowed you to be able to share your ministry, because this is your ministry. This is the ministry that you have. I mean, one of the ministries that you have. So, you know, I just thank God for you being on. We still have 30 minutes, Thomas, so you don't have to stop. Just keep on talking and keep on giving us information that is vital to our health.
Okay, and tell you what, as you just alluded to or talked about, is this.
I'm going to pause at that right now. We have callers that I would like to get to hear their comments or hear the testimony maybe that they have to give, and I'm going to first go to my brother and Prophet Michael Lewis. Are you there, brother? Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
You joining us this morning hear this exciting information. I just find it so exciting and enlightening, the things that God has put out here for us that, you know, we, it says, how can they hear unless they, a prophet give it to them until it's ministered to them. So are you enjoying the broadcast this morning?
Oh, always when I hear Brother Merrick, because, you know, like I shared a while back, the first time I ever listened to him, everything he shared, it made sense, even though I didn't really understand it then. But I found out through time, like he said, if you do the research, you'll see that he's telling and sharing something that is only able to help you if you accept it. So to you, Sister Billy, don't be disheartened. Don't get upset. The Bible say my people are destroyed because they lack knowledge. Well, even when Jesus came on the scene, everybody wasn't receptive of what he was doing. The same way John the Baptist crying in the wilderness, everybody didn't go to get baptized. So everybody don't want their healing because they're not understanding what's best for them. Now, if you told them that Walmart or one of them large stores was putting on a major sale and you had to be number 25 in the line, you wouldn't need to make too many phone calls for them to get there, because they're going out getting something that satisfies them. This is something that they don't think satisfies them, but it does. Everything he's talking about, I just took a nutrition class accidentally. I would say it was an accident, but it was something I needed to get my degree. But in getting it for the degree, it verified everything this brother was saying, and I began to look at, wait a minute, this is what's wrong with me. This is why I'm having these problems. It's based upon what I'm eating, and that's one of the major problems we have. You know, back in the days when they was in slavery, they was eating all these foods that was bad, but that was something that was good about what they was eating that was bad that kept them alive. They were constantly working and moving. But now today, majority of us have sedentary jobs, sitting down, or we're at home sitting down, and that bad stuff, it piles up, and you have no means of getting rid of the junk. So your body accumulates all this waste, and you have no means of getting rid of the waste, because why? You're eating the wrong foods. Like he's saying, there are foods that help you even digest, get rid of the poop that's locked up, or, you know, take away all the sugars that you're eating that's setting up, getting the high blood, the low blood, no blood. Well, even what he said about the antibiotics, people don't understand. Your body, because of certain foods you eat, they create antibodies in the body which fights against any foreign diseases. When you take an antibiotic, it kills the antibodies that your body produces in the pancreas. So the more antibiotics you take, you're killing off parts of your cells that will never reproduce. So then when you get sick, you don't have nothing to fight. Why? Because you're listening to the doctors, as he was saying. You're listening to what other people are saying, and you're taking all these things, antibiotics, killing your own body. So y'all listen to this brother. He knows exactly what he's talking about. It's been proven. If you don't believe him, the easiest thing to do, go do the research for yourself. And like he was saying on this note, there is a new world order, whether you want to believe it or whether you want to accept it or not. It is a new world order. It's coming. Matter of fact, it's already here. People that have knowledge know this. People that don't have knowledge, it's just like the movie called The Matrix. The movie called The Matrix was, you know, to those that knew that the robots or that whatever was out there, they fought against it, while the other people just walked around every day haphazardly like nothing was going on. But that's the kind of world we're living in today. Us that are spiritual have a spiritual awakening from God that can see, we see what's getting ready to happen. While the rest of the world is being wooed with everything that goes on, the work, you know, the having the fun, the partying, doing whatever you want to do, and you're being wooed to sleep by the New World Order. They're showing you that we exist right in front of your face, doing stuff right in front of your face, but you think it's a movie, and it's real time.
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. I'm so glad that you get. Did you hear the word that he gave to you about the soy?
Yes, I heard some of it, but I was clicking back and forth because you kept saying no callers on. I'm like, I'm out here. She can't see my call. So I was clicking in and out trying to show you that I was still here. I don't know what was going on that you couldn't see it, but yes, I've been on the program since 5-something this morning. You know, that's my time, 5-something.
Yeah. Actually, it's a rebroadcast. He was on last week, and I thought it was so vitally important to repeat it this morning. So that's why you heard it, me saying that there were no calls. That's why.
No, I didn't.
But he was just saying that the soy that the Chinese eat was fermented, but the soy that we get now is not the same kind of soy, and it's not good for our body. Okay, he wanted your number. Is it okay for me to give him your
definitely,
number?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, great. I will give him your number. And I'm going to go to, I'm going to leave you on, but I'm going to go to Liberal Democrat. And, are you there, my brother?
Amen, amen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Amen, amen.
Good morning.
Amen. Yeah, I've been on for about an hour enjoying it. You know, a lot of my friends have gotten into the healthy living, like the detoxing and stuff like that. And every now and then I'll do it. They got something like what he was talking about is similar to what a lot of my friends were doing. It's like the alkaline ash diet. You probably heard about, you know, that and stuff like that. I think they do the same thing that he did and whatnot, like certain foods put acid in your body and stuff like that. And so, like, they said, okay, we're not going to eat these foods and whatnot. We're going to eat these other foods that gets rid of the acid, you know, stuff like that. And detoxing is good. That's why I say, you know, in the fasting, I remember, Evangelist, Bernard put us all on the fast for another 21 days, those that could. And when she did it on fasting, she said, like, when you come off your fast every day, when you break your fast, she was saying reintroduce your, a healthy eating in your, diet. Instead of all that fried food and stuff like that, reintroduce other foods like, some vegetables and stuff like that and some non-toxic stuff, And I think it's a thing where we just have to retrain ourselves because they say, it's a habit. You know, we've been eating all that white stuff like white sugar, white salt, white flour, all that. We've been doing all that stuff for years since we were children, and now to be taught overnight that it's bad for you. I know I'm taking baby steps, because like you were saying, the doctor or the different one was saying different things. They give us this information, and we don't all of a sudden use it overnight. They say, yeah, I know I shouldn't be doing this, but I need this hot sauce in my life. I'm trying to told you, hallelujah. but amen, amen, baby steps, praise the Lord, I hear it, and amen, I'm definitely applying it, not all of it, but step by step, line on line, I'm getting there and whatnot because I don't do the processed foods no more, and the fried food, I cut down except for the fish and whatnot. And, a lot of the white stuff that he talked about, like the white salt, the white sugar, white flour, I have gone to wheat. I haven't eaten white bread since I was a teenager almost and whatnot. I've been on wheat bread and whatnot. So I understand the healthiness of the body. Like Dr. Sebi, and I'll say this, amen, Dr. Sebi, he's an herbalist out here that I follow and whatnot for the past couple of years. And he was saying basically some of the same stuff that Western medicine teaches you that our bad health comes from germs and whatnot. But what and yet they haven't healed anything. And he said, and what he's found out that most of our diseases, they come from mucus. And milk and stuff like that, all that stuff had bad stuff for you. Like when we sing in the choir, we was told that, you know, you got to leave that milk alone because it makes all that mucus in you. But as we got older, I found out that that mucus and stuff like that, that puts a lot of stuff in your body that, you know, explains why you got, like, you know, that, what do you call it, bronchitis and stuff like that, because all that mucus that get built up in your lungs, or, you know, diabetes and all the other stuff, all that got to do with mucus. So, you know, again, like what he was saying is so true and whatnot, you know, but it's like applying it, you know, because we a lot of times we got all this information on it. We got the internet now, and we got all this information in front of us. Sometimes we get overwhelmed with it and whatnot. I said, now, what do you do with it? Some people, like, you know, smoking is bad for you, but a lot of people just said they're not going to give it up. But they know it's killing them. It's even on the cigarette packs that it's, you know, you're going to die from this, but they still do it. So, you know, amen. You know, we just got to, amen, pray that someone will, this will fall on good ground, and that someone will decide, I'm going to break a habit and I'm going to live, you know, for the next generation, add some years to my life. So I'm definitely trying to live. I ain't trying to get out of here right now. I want to see Jesus, but not today. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So hallelujah. Amen. He's helping us live. So I'm definitely going to try to apply some of it, not all of it at once, but I'm definitely going to apply some of it. Amen.
Amen. Well, we'll keep you in our prayers, Liberal.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hold me up. Amen. I'm trying to push some stuff away. Hallelujah. Thank you. Amen.
I have both of these dear brothers on the line, and I'm going to get back to the broadcast, but I'm just so thankful that you both joined us today to keep the things. I don't think you were on the whole time, but when my husband was diagnosed with colon cancer, and Lola and Thomas came to us, and I sought him out because we were attending the same church, and we were friends. But when we shared the information and he told us what we needed to do and what we shouldn't be doing, and my husband wasn't so excited, but I was excited because, you know, I knew that it would allow me to have him here with me and not be taken away by the enemy. And they were as excited as we were because, you know, we were actually doing the things, and they had given the information and shared the information with so many people that knew that it was the right thing to do, but just would not, I guess, out of laziness, because it's a lot of trouble to juice. My son and I have been on we did 14 days of just juice and water, and now we're doing vegetables and fish and with juice. And it's a lot of work to do the juicing, but it's so beneficial. I was looking at him, and, you know, we're not doing necessarily the Daniel fast, but when in Daniel it talks about how their continence was clearer, you know, when they just attend that. And I was looking at my son, and I was telling him that his face seemed clearer. He's 23 years old, so he's still going through a little, you know. but he noticed. He went and he looked in the mirror because I, like, you know, told him, like, several times that he went to the mirror and he looked and he was like, "You're right, Mom. It does. My face does appear to be, you know, clearer than it was." So it's all over good health practice. It's something it does work, and it's something that you have to change your paradigm, you know, because we like the things. We like the things that we eat, you know, our fried chicken and our French fries and our ice cream. We like those things, and as Brother Merritt was saying, it's okay occasionally to have those things, but we have made a habit. We reward ourselves with the different things that, you know, are bad for us. We've gotten accustomed. That's something that we were probably rewarded as a child, you know, got good grades so we can have ice cream and cake.
That game coming up, so them buffalo wings going to be a temptation for some folks.
Oh, yeah.
Super Bowl. My Lord. Pray, saints.
Listen, the Super Bowl comes once a year, though. If we were to do that once a year, then we'd be okay. Or if we just did that occasionally, then it would be okay. Yeah. But
that's,
you know,
every Sunday, Buffalo Wings.
Amen. Hallelujah.
So I'm going to get back. I'm going to thank you, men of God, for joining us this morning. I'm going to get back to the broadcast so that we can hear, and I just invite you all to listen in. And you know, as I said, seek God, ask God, is this for me, Lord? I know it's for you. You know, ask Him to give you the strength to be able to do, you know, the things that Brother Meredith is talking about, and we're going to go back to the broadcast.
Many people hear this. There's a ministry called Hallelujah Acres that I spoke of earlier. And we started with it, and they've been in existence since 1992, 93. Now, if you can go on the internet and look at hacres.com, again, I say, hacres.com, hallelujahacres.com. And you go to that website, read the testimonies. Don't look at all those stuff. Just go read the testimonies. Read the testimonies. The gentleman was a Baptist preacher, is a Baptist preacher, and I give his story. He said his mother came down with colon cancer, and she gone to the doctor, and she took the chemo and radiation, and she died. She died. And so it didn't dawn on him then. So shortly after that, he came down with colon cancer. And another pastor shared with him, just like I'm sharing with you, another pastor shared with him, no, you don't have to take that. Just change your eating habits. A pastor named Lester Rowell, some people might know of him, told Dr. George Malcolm to change his eating habits and to juice. And so for 1 year, Dr. George Malcolm did eat no cooked food. He juiced every day, 4, 5, 6 times a day juicing. That's a bunch of carrots. And that's all he juiced, and as he said. 1 year, no colon cancer. 1 year, no colon cancer. No radiation was taken. No radiation, no chemo was taken. Isn't that amazing? And they said that there's no cure for cancer. 1 year.
Well, you know what a lot of people will say, Thomas? A lot of people will say, well, that works for them, but it doesn't mean that it'll work for everybody.
Well, I put it this way. Everybody has a body. The body has to have food. The body has to have nutrients and vitamins and minerals. So what's the difference? It works for everybody. If you take time and effort, stick with it. Stick with it. You got to have a stick to it. You got to have it. You got to have it. If your health is challenged, doctors are giving you up, you're going to just lay there and die? See, one thing we got to remember, when the doctors speak over your life that you have no hope, you better wake up. Whose word are you going to receive? Jesus came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Right? And then and Psalm 91, he said that we can have life. Life to what extent? Until we're satisfied. I'm just thinking that. So,
with long life will he satisfy you.
Yes, with long life.
Yes, the word. That's the word.
And see, here's the thing. We're talking, let's talk a little bit out here. Be careful what people speak over your life and into your life. Again, be careful of what people speak over your life and into your life. Doctors speak over your life and into your life that you go home and get your house alone, but there's no hope for you. And guess what?
There's a dear sister in Chicago right now that I won't say her name. I don't even know if she knows that I know her condition. But the doctors had given her 2 years to live. And I said, the blood of Jesus, no doctor is going to tell me when my God has given to live or to die. But she's everybody is gathering around her, and you know she has this death threat, and I guess she's accepted it, and she's preparing to die.
Yeah, yeah, and I can understand that to a point. There's a young man, my prayer partner, a young lady I pray with every night at midnight, her brother-in-law, and. I think I might have, I don't know if I shared it with you recently or not, about Life Before Christmas. Well, I think back in October, November, he came down with cancer. And so he was fighting for his life. He was, you know, he was running from different hospitals. They had him going to different hospitals. And we were praying on the hour clock, doing all the praying. And finally, he went on home to be with the Lord. Young man. Love the life. Children and everything, but he wanted to live. He wanted to live. And then you think about it, he wanted to live, confessing that, but when you have people around you speaking, he's going to die. He's going to die. Speaking this stuff in his life. No, get those people out of your room. Get those people out of your house. Get them out of there. Because what did Jesus do when he went in with the lady that had the sickness of the child of God. I can't remember the scripture right offhand. But he put the mourners out. He put them out. And he raised them up. So be careful who you allow into your space when you have a health challenge. Only those that will trust in the Word of God, only those that will encourage you, only those that will gird you up, only those that will edify your life. Build you up. And see, when we allow these things to be spoken into our lives like that, it hurts our spirit. It works on our spirit. And guess what? People suddenly give up. They suddenly give up. But you just know they roll in. You just know, it's like, oh, no, he's going to make it through. Mm-hmm. I tell you, yes, indeed. When we know these things. But I want to say one thing here. Is when you read in Ephesians chapter 6, starting verse 10, they talk about putting on the whole armor of God. I'm not going to read the whole thing. Okay. Put on the full armor of God. So that you, look, I'm going to read it. Let me read this. Violet, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. Okay? For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. Be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm. Then with the belt buckle around your waist with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of spirit, which is the word of God, and quicken the spirit on occasion,
praying with the word of God. We got to pray in the word against the sword of the spirit. Got to cut it up the word of God. Got to cut it out of our lives. That's sick. Got to cut it out. Then, after we have done all that we do, I believe we can receive what we're looking for. After you have done all, have you tried to regain your health? Have you tried to change your eating habits? Have you tried to find ways to eliminate the sickness of the disease? Have you tried? Have you tried? What have you done? Have you tried? Are you looking? Are you seeking? Are you talking? Are you asking? Come now. When you begin to think about it, it's simple. It's so simple that we overlook it because we can't believe it. And it is simple.
That's what the scripture says.
Yes, Lord. Natural, the nutritious they needed from the raw food. Thank you. of our voice today. You can overcome. You truly can overcome anything. Anything you can overcome. No matter what the world speaks into your life or over your life, you can overcome. God has told us what? Not to be conformed to this world. Not to be. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds. We've got to renew our mind. Renew our mind. Renew, renew, renew your mind. Please, please. Because it's going to get worse. As I said, they are trying to remove the vitamins and minerals to where you're not going to be able to go and find this world anymore. And for I understand you, in Germany, you can't buy garlic in the store. You have to go to a pharmacist to get garlic. Oh, my. What amazing. But anyway, I thank God for God allowing me to come. I thank God for the audience. And I pray that as we pray today and as the word has come forth today, it brings healing to your body. It brings healing to your soul. It brings healing. It brings the understanding and a new mindset to seek the things of God with an urgency. We've got to seek God with an urgency today because we look like we're losing the battle, but greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. So let us look on the inside and stir up the spirit that's growing and stirring in the inside of us that will introduce us to Jesus, that introduce us to the Father, that we can sit at his feet and learn as he teaches us, as he shows us those great and unsearchable things that we do not know. Not only that, that he can order our steps in his word, that he can lead us and guide us each and every day, that we not be leaning to our own understanding, but in all of our ways, we acknowledge him as Abba Father. We acknowledge him as Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that he will be. Not, Lord, I understand this. I'm not telling you to quit your job, but I'm telling you to take another look at what God has said for you to trust in. Trust in his word. Trust in his word. And if you go to the doctors until you can find out what it is, and once you find out what it is, now it's time to find what I need to do to get rid of it. Amen?
Amen.
Well, we just thank God for Brother Thomas coming on the line and sharing with us the themes that are going to help us to live a healthy life. And as the broadcast, this is a rebroadcast from last week, and as the on last week, I was on Facebook and went to this site, and it was talking about in the health care packet that President Obama find into law, there are hidden things in there because the presentation or it, I don't know what you would call it, but when it was given to him, it's like over 3,000 pages. And there were things in there, and one of the things is that the government can disallow you from being able to grow vegetables on your own, and that they were saying, and I didn't look this up. I started looking up, but something happened, and I didn't finish. I will do the due diligence and look it up. But in North Carolina, there is a law passed that you cannot, that they can tell you whether you can grow vegetables on your land or not. And so, it's time for us to not be so entertained with the things of the world. And it's nothing wrong with being entertained per se, but not so entertained that we don't see the things that are happening around us. Let us look to God as Pastor Godby has been preaching and ask God for wisdom and ask God for understanding that we will be able to know what's happening around us and do something about it. So I'm just so excited and just so happy that Brother Thomas was able to come on and give us that information, that vital information, to let us know the things that we can do and things that we should do to bring about good health in our bodies. Because if we're not healthy, we will not be able to do the things that God has called for us to do. So we're going to ask our husband to come back and send us this prayer. I'm so grateful for my husband of 28 years. He's a wonderful, wonderful man of God. And just so happy to have him as a co-host with me. He does not like for me to put that on him, but he does really what he does. He co-hosts, and I'm just thankful to God for having him. So, honey, could you end us in prayer? Okay, we seem to be experiencing some technical difficulties. I'm not able to hear him.
Amen. Let's see if we can hear this now. Father, we just love you and we praise you. We thank you for the knowledge that you have imparted unto us today. Through our brother Thomas, the word lets us know that people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, but you care enough about us, Lord, to send men like brother Thomas and others who are concerned enough about your people to gather the knowledge and then to impart it to your people. We thank you, and we just pray blessings upon brother Thomas. We pray for his house. We pray for just you to prosper him, Lord God, in every way, because he is a vessel that has dedicated himself to just working in your kingdom. And we thank you for every listener that has tuned in, every listener that will tune in, those who have taken it to heart, those who will take it to heart. And Father, we just pray that you unctionize them. Through the Spirit, that they will heed those words that they have heard today, that we will live long, hallelujah, and do your will. In the name of Jesus, we offer these bodies to you. We just want to dedicate our life to you as you have given your life for us, and then you've given our life to us, and we just worship you with these things. Father, every even caller that called in to just receive, letting us know that they've received these words, let there be special blessings multiplied unto them. Heap unto them good health, and let their souls prosper. Let them prosper even as their souls prosper. In the name of Jesus, every bowed down head, Lord God, lift them up. And we know, Lord God, even through the things that you've taught us today, we can even have a positive effect upon our emotions, our attitudes, so that we can be better vessels used by you. In the name of Jesus, we just pray that your word go forth. Lord God, bless this ministry, the ministry of They Overcame, the ministry, overall ministry of New Destiny Ministries. Lord God, bless the leadership right now in a mighty way, that every need be met. Hallelujah. Let there be no lack in their lives. in the name of Jesus, uphold Sister Adrian right now, Lord God. What she seeks, Lord God, hallelujah, open up her eyes that she will know that she is founded in you. Hallelujah, we know that you're able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. And we just thank you for that great miracle in her life right now, Lord God. Hallelujah. Every aspect of the ministry, let it go forth and let it return, not void, but let it return prosperous, accomplishing what you have sent for it to do. In the name of Jesus, we just thank you. We praise you. Hallelujah. Continue to bless this broadcast. Send men and women, Lord God, with testimonies and stories, hallelujah, that will encourage and uplift the body of Christ. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Thank you, and we thank you for joining us. Remember, you can listen to and be inspired and uplifted every day, New Destiny Ministries, with Evangelist Adrian Bernard, 1 o'clock Pacific, 3 o'clock Central, 4 every day on this same number, 858-681-1334. And, of course, please listen and join in. Give us your testimonies. They overcame every Saturday at 5 a.m. Pacific, 8, 7 a.m. Central and 8 a.m. Eastern Time every Saturday. And we thank you for joining us. We're so happy that God has allowed us to be able to hear this precious woman of God, man of God giving us words God has given to him to be able to help us in our until next week. We just want to praise the Lord. We just want to thank him. We just want to thank him for all that he's done in Jesus' name.
I just want to pray
forever, come on. you, Jesus.